The course consists of 10 learning units. The first unit is the introduction, the 10th unit is conclusions, and 8 units are normal content units. Let's take a look at how a content unit is structured. When you work on a unit, you pick the appropriate unit on the right-hand side on the navigation bar, and then you will get to the page of that unit. In the beginning of the page, on the top of the page, you will see a list of things that you need to do to complete the unit with links to the appropriate tasks. Every unit starts with the same thing. You watch the pre-recorded lecture videos. There will be some assignments on some of those videos. You do the assignments, you make notes, then you study, you ask questions on the forum, then you complete the written assignment, and after that, we have a seminar. Then you get to work on the data analysis assignments. These are done individually and in groups. I'll explain the data analysis assignment structure on another video in more detail. But basically, you have three different assignments. They are mandatory, the first two, the tools and the analysis. Challenge is optional, and you work alone first and then as groups. And finally, you will have a prime time session with the course instructor, me, and we will go through your answers and the problems you faced and discuss the analysis that you did and other things related to the content in small groups. So that's FaceTime with two or three students and the instructor. Putting it on a timeline, each unit lasts 3 weeks, except the first one, which is a bit longer, the introduction unit. So we start with always opening the forum. So the forum is for discussion, asking questions, making comments, and you need to post at least once to pass the unit. Then on the beginning of the second week, there's the written assignment deadline. Of course, you can start working on the written assignment already before the course starts. Then a couple of days after the deadline of the written assignment, we will have the first seminar. It's either in person or online, depending on how the course is run for the year. Then you will have a computer assignment practice, computer assignment problems. So these are stages that refer to the prime time learning model that I'll talk about more in another video. The point here is that you will get to decide your schedule with your group that you work with for when you work on these assignments. You can start the tools part of the assignment, which is not directly related to the theory of the analysis that we talk about in the unit, even before the seminar, if you want. Then at the end, once you have submitted all the computer assignments, you will book a prime time session. Basically, you book a session with me where you discuss your answers, your problems, what kind of decisions you made and why with me in person or over Zoom. Then the computer assignment deadline is at the end of the unit, in 3 weeks before since we started, and by that time you must have completed all parts of the assignments, and I will grade you at this point, everyone together. So you'll get feedback first, and then I'll grade you at the end of the unit. Then we start with the next unit, opening the forum and so on. So this is the structure. We'll follow 3 weeks for one set of materials, then we proceed to the next set.